You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you search out the photograph, you will feel the power it held. I went over the bridge to bypass war. I saw a world we just failed to fight for. I came down, I couldn't help myself. A neighbor drawn to watch the fire. But who am I to try to save this town from a toxic ammonia cloud? Some protest, others not at all. What greater minds decide to mothball? And greater minds will always cross this bridge to give their promise to the council. And greater minds always incorporate, so that no one can be held, so that no one can be held, so that no one can be held responsible.
Come on. That was Anthony Tonin with Matauda Paper Mill, and we have got Anthony on the line. Morena, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's great to have a chat to you. Last time we spoke to you, this single had just come out, and since then, just a few things have happened, like a global pandemic. How's it been for you?
It's been pretty good where I am here in Whanganui. Obviously, you sort of question what you're doing, and you think you've worked out everything after a couple of weeks, and then you decide that you've worked out nothing and you've got to change all your plans. I think the biggest experience for me was just riding that roller coaster of planning and unplanning everything.
Well, a very sort of good outcome of the whole situation is that you can now play some shows to celebrate Matauda Paper Mill as a track, and also, I guess, kind of get back out there as well. I know from lots of the people we've been chatting to that it is a pretty wonderful feeling to be able to perform to audiences again. Are you feeling quite excited about that yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I was sort of tossing up because I've got quite a lot of touring later in the year, and so I ordinarily, if the pandemic hadn't happened, I probably would have toured this song in New Zealand at least, but I didn't feel confident that there was enough time to sort of to do that. But then I thought, well, maybe this is an opportunity to do something really big in the place that I do live. So yeah. I decided, well, stuff it, I'll do a big show at the Opera House in Whanganui and just see if I can get as many people as I can, both from Whanganui but also, you know, try to convince Wellingtonians, people from Palmerston North, even, you know, a few people from Auckland. And for a little while we were thinking about you know, when the pandemic was you know, we were still in lockdown in New Zealand, we were talking to the Opera House about maybe doing a virtual show with no audience. And then level two happened, and it's like, okay, it's a virtual show with
small
200
audience.
People, 100 people, and then it was like, oh, stuff it, let's see how big we can make it, and you know, we'll have good contact tracing and all that kind of thing, and it's looking really exciting because yeah, it is funny. It seems like it's been so quick to go from 100 people to sold out Spark Arenas.
Yeah, I think that kind of indicates people are just really, really ready to hear music live again. And this will be a very special show because Whanganui is your hometown. As you were saying, you'd like people from everywhere to come and be in the theatre. But also, if they can't, they can watch it virtually too in this brave new 2020 world that we have sort of entered into at the moment, which is a great thing, I think. It's kind of making the best of a very strange year by kind of allowing people to access music in whatever way is easiest for them at the moment. Anthony, your music's always got a really strong social and environmental thread running through it. Is that something that you consciously are aware of when you sit down to write, or is that just the stuff that strikes you and you think, actually, this needs to be a song right now?
It's a great compliment. In some ways, you know, I feel like when I started, it was really uncool to put social things into your songs, especially very obviously. I think the first song that I had played on BFM was a song called Marion Bates Realty.
Yes.
And it was about getting moved on from my flat in Grey Lynn because they were raising the rent. But at that time, you know, I was talking to some friends who went to Elam and things, and we were talking about how it was so uncool to be didactic, and you almost had to sort of hide it or find a way to veil it. And I guess that's what I tend to do. And I guess I always, if there are issues I want to sing about, I do try to write them, but I try to make them great songs first. And I guess you know, Water Underground is a song like that, which you maybe don't get the subtext of it on first listen. I think Matauda Paper Mill would be much more vague too if it hadn't been for the fact that the stuff that's happening in the song has kind of been happening in real life. It's one of those things. Like I used to have a band called Tono and the Finance Company, but we made the name before the financial crisis, right. And then it just turned into a way too on the nose name.
You, don't tell me you had a band called like, you know, Tono and the Ronas or something as well, and like accidentally predicted the pandemic. That would be too much, Anthony. But I think what you're saying about that, like, didacticism, I think that's something we quite often freak out about as New Zealanders. It's like how people used to get really weird about hearing people either speak in a New Zealand accent on the radio or on TV or in songs as well. People used to be like, ugh. And now I think people are pretty on board with embracing it. I mean, people who would listen to the Student Radio Network have been on board with embracing that for a long time, but I think maybe more broadly it's starting to be a thing as well, that people are kind of like, hey, no, we've got very specific lived experiences in Aotearoa, and why not embrace that a bit? Do you feel like that's maybe a fair call for how you see music around you being made?
Yeah, it feels like it's changing in a really healthy way. You're right. I mean, I think to a certain degree, you know, I wonder if maybe the anti-didactic thing was like a product of our, you know, neoliberal generational education. Like somehow, you know, we've been told that, you know, state ownership was bad, and so were didactic songs. And I think, you know, to a certain degree now we're just sort of saying, well, we've just got to do whatever works. So I think people are just trying things, and yeah, sure, there's still a line you can cross where a song becomes a little bit naff, but there's always a right way of saying something. There's always a right way of finding your way in, and perhaps by working hard on the song and trying out different ways of saying something, you might actually get closer to a truth that you were missing the first time. Or if you do a little research, or, you know, cause sometimes if you just say your emotions straight out, it might not look great on reflection, but yeah, with a little bit more pushing, you sometimes get there.
You kind of push through to the other side a little bit. I just wanted to talk really briefly about some of the cool people you've got showing up with you at this gig. You've got Rose Liu, who is an author and wrote an amazing book last year, All Those Who Live on Islands. Why did you decide to have Rose, and what's Rose going to be doing? Because I imagine she's not going to whip out a guitar and do a song. What's Rose's involvement going to be?
Yeah, I'm really excited that Rose is coming. We were both going to be on the Auckland Writers Festival lineup, and actually Rose, I think you can still live stream it, but Rose did her segment digitally last week. But I got obsessed with Rose's book last year because I think I heard about it, and I knew that she had grown up in Whanganui, and she spent a lot of time writing about Whanganui. So I ordered it here from the local bookstore, you know, because I'm a transplant to Whanganui. I'm originally from Dunedin, and I lived in Auckland for a long time. But since moving here, I've become really proud of the place, and really excited about what's possible here. And it becomes that thing, you know, how when you're a New Zealander and you're overseas, if you see a Z written down anywhere, you're like, oh, does that mean, is someone talking about New Zealand? I'm kind of like that with Whanganui at the moment. And so I got her book, and I just thought it was this really amazing collection of essays about career, about the places you live and the places you go to find something, and about food, which is really interesting. I mean, she's really interesting because she's also a software engineer, and so she can, she writes about, you know, having these kinds of dual aspirations of being a writer and then working in the tech industry. I think it's such a great book. And so what we're going to have Rose do is do a reading, and we're going to do a Q&A. But what we're going to try to do with this show is make it a kind of like a variety show.
Awesome.
Rather than sort of band number one, band number two, band number three, we're trying to bring them all together in a sort of holistic, you know, hour or so of entertainment. We've also got a podcaster, Al Reed, who does a podcast called You're Gonna Die in Bed.
Which is a grim name.
Yeah, it's a mildly morbid Monday morning motivational podcast. And he does that from Whanganui, and he makes some great fake ads with uplifting music. And so we're going to sprinkle those throughout the show as well.
Awesome.
So it won't just be your normal sort of set.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty special night, and this is at the Royal Opera House in Whanganui. People can drive down and have a lovely time, or they can stream it, buy a ticket and stream it online. It's on your website if people want to get the link. Is that right, Anthony?
Yeah, anthonytonin.com.
Primo. Well, we're going to play the beautiful B-side to Matoda Paper Mill now, which is Water Underground, your track from a few years ago, but a very special live version. When was this recorded, Anthony?
This was recorded last year at the Auckland Arts Festival when I was doing my Synthesized Universe show at Stardome in Auckland.
Cool. Well, we're going to have a listen to it now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and it's going to be a very special show, so we'll see you there.
Kia ora, Rachel. Thanks for your time.
I'm still in awe at how you pulled it all off. And driving through the dry lands, seeing irrigators installed, I think about the coup. You turn the rules on themselves. You engineered that miracle to free the water underground. They said you'd never take the council down, but you just found your way around. You called it a national crisis. You were in bed with the press. You understood from experience how to make it fast, oh, hard to digest, and you left them dumbfounded, unemployable, chose their replacements yourself. All the signs from the cities couldn't keep you from the water underground. They said
you to sing with me. It's very easy. It goes like this.
Water underground. Water underground.
Water underground. Water underground.
It's good, but it needs more emotion. I'm gonna tell you how we're gonna get that emotion. You know, there is one part of the electromagnetic radiation spectrum we can detect. It's called the water window. Our eyes evolved underwater, and water absorbs almost all EM radiation, except for a thin band that we now call visible light. So with that in mind, a thought experiment. I want you to imagine that from beneath these sealed doors on either side of us, a dark, brackish pool of seawater is slowly flowing towards your feet. Now, being the maritime Aucklanders that you are, you're not overly concerned. It's just a little water. It's like camping in the Coromandel in summer. It's like a glorious ride over the northwestern cycleway in a spring tide. It's like Splore. All the good festivals have interactions with the sea now. But then that water starts to rise. It enters your shoes, and while the temperature is not unpleasant, you're becoming quite stressed out. And I want you to imagine And every time you sing the words water underground, the water level rises by this much. So we're going to start calm, and then when our eyes need to adjust to see through the water window, by that time we'll be quite frantic. Okay, let's go.
Water underground, water underground.
That's good, keep it going. One of those friends, follow the rabbit hole to its end, and you knew what it meant to get involved. And the industry couldn't help you, no, none of the farmers you OD'd. They let you fight in that pack alone. But with election still on hold, with the cattle turning up by the truckload, you can hear the drills working now on that water underground. Water underground. The water underground. Now it's over your chin. Water underground. Water underground. Water underground. Water underground. Water underground. Now it's up to your ears.
That's pretty special, that track, recorded live last year at the Auckland Arts Festival. That is Water Underground by Anthony Tonin. So cool to hear from Anthony this morning. You can grab a ticket to go and see him at the Whanganui, the Royal Opera House, which is going to be a very special show, with support from Rose Liu, who is an author, and also a podcaster who makes a show called You're Gonna Die in Bed. Very dramatic title, but very cool sounding podcast. You can go in person if you feel like a road trip or a little holiday. That's happening on August the 29th. But if you can't make it down there in person, you can also attend it virtually, because this is 2020 and that's how things work now. And AnthonyTonin.com is the place to go if you want to grab a ticket, either to attend in person or online. I think that's going to be a very special show celebrating Matauda Paper Mill. And also that live version of Water Underground is out this morning if you want to listen to it at your leisure. You guys have sent in some lovely texts about that, so thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying the tunes this morning. And thanks again to Anthony for having a chat to us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.